侍奉，同时也加入我们丰收圣徒之家的这个教牧团队，我们一同在这里来侍奉。Can Pastor Charles translate a little bit?
December, she will start joining our church.
Hallelujah. Now, 我现在把时间交给梁牧师。I hand the time to Pastor Alice.
Yeah, brother and sister, peace.
很高兴再一次的回到你们的当中。
I'm very happy to come among you guys.
上一次我来的时候，在这里传讲神的信息，我是带着一个好像是一个 visitor， 一个怎么讲就是拜访的那样的心态在这里讲道。
Yeah, last time I was here, I was just like a visitor.
但这一次呢，那个心情不一样了哈，就感觉这个就是我属灵的家了。今天我坐在这里，就那一个整个的心态 mindset 都不同了。
Yeah, but today when I sit here is totally different because I will be joining you guys soon, so I feel like this is my home.
Yeah, 所以当我在LA 的时候，王牧师跟我打电话，我这一次上来是为了来找房子。
So when I was in LA, Pastor Wong told me to come up here to because we have I have to search for houses.
那他要我今天可不可以在主日为各位传讲信息。
So since I'm here, so he wants me to preach today.
那我在神面前询问神要我跟各位分享什么样的信息。
So I was waiting upon the Lord to see what the Lord wants me to speak today.
神给我一个题目，大概你们听起来会觉得很奇妙哈。
And the message for today is a little peculiar.
他的名字叫做两个人。
The name of this message is called two by two, two persons.
Two persons. 好，两个人。那请大家翻开一下《使徒行传》十四章。
Please turn with us to Book of Acts, chapter 14.
第一到第四节，我们一起来看好吗
？Verse 1 to verse 4, chapter 14 of Book of Acts.
两人在以哥念同进犹太人的会堂，在那里讲的叫犹太人和希利尼人信的很多，但那不顺从的犹太人耸动外邦人，叫他们心里恼恨弟兄。两人在那里住了多日，倚靠主放胆讲道，主借他们的手施行神迹奇事，证明他的恩道。城里的众人就分了党，有服从犹太人的，有服从使徒的。所以我们从这四节经文里面，在第一节跟第三节都不住的提到两人，两人。
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Oh, verse 1. At Iconium, Paul and Barnabas went as usual into the Jewish synagogues. There they spoke so effectively thatA great number of Jews and Gentiles believe. But the Jews who refuse to believe stir up the Gentiles and poisons their mind against the brothers. So Paul and Barnabas spent considerable time there speaking boldly for the Lord, who confirmed the message of his grace by enabling them to do miraculous signs and wonders. The people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews, others with the apostle. So from verse 1 to verse 3, you can see these two persons.
所以在这里所提到的两个人，你们知道是指谁吗
？Right here, when they mention the two person, we know who they're talking about.
就是在讲保罗跟巴拿巴，是不是
？Speaking of Paul and Barnabas.
所以我们看到在这个地方不住的提到这两个人，保罗和巴拿巴。那我们再翻到十五章。好，我们看到保罗跟巴拿巴他们两个人本来呢是在一起的同工，在安提阿建造一个非常强的教会，而且他们也面对很强的属灵征战。
We can also turn to chapter 15, and there talks about Paul and Barnabas. They are building a very strong church in Antioch, but they are also facing great spiritual battles.
所以呢，当时的使徒把他们派出去建造了强有力的一个宣教团队。
When the apostles sent them out to be a strong ministry team,
所以神迹奇事随着他们所见证的道。
There are signs and miracles follows them.
而且神的道呢，福音就开始被传出去了。
And you can see the gospel has been widespread.
所以我们看到这两个人同心合一的见证神的道，传讲神的福音的时候，他们的能力是有多强。
When the two person is united, they can preach the gospel with mighty powers.
可是很可惜的，我们看到数章，我们翻到后面看，数章的36节到41节，这里怎么说，我们一起来读。过了些日子，保罗对巴拿巴说，我们可以回到从前宣传主道的各城，看望弟兄们境况如何。巴拿巴有意要带称呼马可的约翰同去，但保罗因为马可从前在庞菲利亚离开他们，不和他们同去做工，就以为不可带他去。于是我要你们注意看39节，于是两人起了争论，甚至彼此分开。巴拿巴带着马可坐船往居比路去，保罗拣选了希拉也出去，门弟兄们把他交于主的恩中，他就走遍叙利亚、基利家，兼顾众教会。
In chapter 15, we can see that Paul and Barnabas come to a disagreement. Verse 36, Sometime later, Paul said to Barnabas, let us go back and visit the brothers in all the towns where we preach the word of God, word of the Lord, and see how they are doing. Barnabas wanted to take John, so-called Mark, with them, but Paul did not think it's wise to take him because he has deserted them in Pamphylia and has not continued with them in the work. They had such a sharp disagreement that they parted company. Barnabas took Mark and sailed for Cyprus.But Paul chose Silas and left commended by the brothers to the grace of the Lord.
所以今天呢，我要借着保罗跟巴拿巴他们两个人的关系，还有他们刚开始两个人这么同心合一的兴旺福音。
Yeah, today I want to use the relationship between Paul and Barnabas and how they worked together in the beginning and how they separated to preach this message.
然后到后来因着意见的不合然后分开了，让我们一起来思想两个人的关系。
Yeah, so because they have disagreement and they are separated, so we should kind of like think about the relationship and what's going
between
on
between the two.所以我们知道在圣经里面从创世纪开始我们就知道两个人是神的心意。
Right from the beginning in the book of Genesis, we know that it is the will of God to put two together.
我们看到神首先创造了亚当，他说那一个人独居不好，所以他就从亚当的肋骨拿出来又创了一个夏娃，他的妻子给他。
In the beginning when God created Adam, and he said that by himself is not good, therefore he created Eve.
然后我们看到耶稣他也呼召十二个门徒。
And we also see that Jesus have 12 disciples.
然后他训练70位门徒两个两个一起出去传福音。
And he also trained 70 disciples and they sent them out two by two.
所以呢，在整本圣经里面很多很多两个人的故事，两个人是最基本最重要的一个个体。
Throughout the Bible we always see this example of pairing up the people two by two.
我们看到圣经的最后一本书启示录也是讲到两个见证人。
When we talk about book of Revelation we also see there are two witnesses.
但是我们知道神在世界上创造了很多很多的人类是按照他的形象所创造的，但却没有任何一个人是相同的。
God created all men in this world according to his own image, but we do not see one person the same with the others. Look the same.
我们同样的，我们看到大自然的情况，我们看到天冷了，下雪了， 啊，那我们整片看过去一片白茫茫的都是雪。
Sometimes we see the winter and we see the fall and we look out and it's all white in snow.
但是如果你仔细的用放大镜去看，没有一个一片雪片是相同的。
But if you really take a close look, there's no snowflake that is exactly the same.
所以同样的，神创造全世界的各种人类，我们都知道没有一个人他的十个指纹是相同的。
We also know there's no one that is exactly the same with the other person because
即使是同母同父的双胞胎，也没有一个双胞胎他们的个性、他们的想法，好，是完全一样的。
Even though you may be a twin, but you still would not be exactly the same with your twin brother.
也许他们的长相很相像，可是他们很多做事的方法、思想也都不太一样。
Even if they look so similar, they would not be acting exactly the same.
所以我们在这里看到保罗是跟巴拿巴的个性是多么的不一样。
So we can see the difference between Paul and Barnabas. They have so much difference in their.
但是当他们同心合一的做主工的时候，他们所带下来的见证是多么的 powerful， 多么的强大。
But when they are united, they bring forth mighty anointings in the gospel.
所以我们知道，当我们两个人在一起同心的服侍神，同心的在家庭里面的时候，所带下来的见证是极其强大的。
We also see that when there's two persons really come into unity, we can do a lot, even in the family or in church.
我们看到全世界有多少个不同的家庭，每一个家庭里面虽然人很多，但都是从两个人开始建立起来的。
We can see there are so many families in this world, and all the family was started with two persons.
就是父亲跟母亲。我们从两个人一个家庭开始，可以延伸到多少人，就像我的家庭，从我的父母开始生了四个孩子，四个孩子又生了，一共他们有十个孙子，所以从我的父亲跟母亲开始演变到我们家一共是十六个人的人际关系。
So beginning there's my father and mother's and then from them there are four children, and then from four children there's like 10 grandchildren. SoFrom two persons, it can spread out into four, 16 of us.
所以我们就你看，从两个人开始建立起来这个家庭，但是演变到现在是十六个人的人际关系，对不对
？So from two persons, now we have the relationship between 16 of us.
然后我还有两个女儿还没有结婚，等他们结婚以后又带进两个丈夫，那他们如果说每一个人又多了两个孩子，你想想16加2再加4，我们家从两个人演变成20个人际关系了，是不是？
I also have two daughters that hasn't been married yet. So when they get married and have maybe probably like two kidsThen our whole family tree becomes 20 people.
所以我们看到在教会里面也是一样，我们从主任牧师开始到师母，然后到一个教会有十个家庭，我们看到那个人际关系有可能可以演变到100个人的人际关系。
And we also see the same situation in church. You can start it from two pastors,And then also it will become 10, maybe there will be 10 family, and from the 10 family it can rise up to like 100 people.
所以每一个两个人的人际关系都是非常重要的。
So every time when you have two persons come together, that relationship is very important.
所以一个家庭里面，如果这父母这两个人的人际关系出了问题以后，整个家庭都受到影响了。
In a family, if the parents, these two persons, is having problem with the relationship, the entire family will be affected.
所以同样的，在一个教会里面，如果每一个重要的同工的两个人的人际关系出现了问题，整个教会都会受到亏损的。
And in the same token, in the church, when there's every time when there's relationship problem between the two persons, it will affect it will have much effect.
所以在神的眼光中呢，他看到的是每两个人的关系都是非常重要的。
So in the eyes of God, every relationship between two persons are very important.
所以在腓立比书四章二节三节那里，保罗才会讲到。
So in Philippians chapter 4 verse 3, Paul said, Apostle,
他对腓立比教会说，如今你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
And he talked to the church and said, now you guys are in unity to prosper the gospel.
但是最后他却要对教会的人说，劝他们要帮助那个有阿爹跟寻都基两个人要在主里面同心合意。
But at the end, he tells the church to helpThere are two persons, I don't know, I have to read. There were two persons to become united.
His co-worker, yes. 所以呢，我现在要跟各位谈一谈，好，在一个家庭里面，或者一个教会里面，或者一个团体里面的关键性的两个人。
So today we want to take a closer look at in every situation, the pair, the most important pair,of person and the relationship.
我们先从我们看在一个家庭里面最关键的两个人际关系是什么。
So in the family, who is the most important pair?
就是我们的父母，是不是？
好， will be our parents.
我有一次听到一个故事。
I heard a story once.
有一对年轻的夫妻，他们常常的在家里争吵。有一天，他三岁的小男孩又听到父母在争吵了。
So there was this couple, they always argue, and one day this three-year-old kid son heard them argue.
他就说：“我奉耶稣基督的名命令这吵架的鬼离开你们。
”So the kid is like proclaiming that in the name of Jesus, I cast out this spirit of argument.
结果呢，这个父母两个人一听吓了一跳，哇，三岁的儿子竟然要命令我们中间的吵架的鬼离开，就停了，不吵了。
So the parent kind of stopped and halt because they was kind of feeling that this three-year-old kid is proclaiming to them to stop.
结果呢，还是没有办法，问题没解决。有一天，两个人又吵起来了，在他的儿子面前。
But of course, the problem is not solved. So one day, they are arguing again in front of the kids.
那个孩子呢，这个小男孩呢，就大哭的冲到厕所里面去，把拿他的头去撞墙壁。他说：“这个家我不要了，这个家我不要了。”
So this kid is very upset. He ran into the bathroom and tried to hit his head on the wall.
所以呢，在一个团体里面，家庭跟教会最关键的两个人。
So in church or at home.The most important pairs of person and the most important
在家庭里面就是父亲跟母亲，在教会里面就是我们的教牧同工团队和长老执事同工会的主席，是不是？
In at home, the most important person is the parents, are the parents, and in church, the most important person are the group of pastor and the group of elders and ministry.
所以我在一直释放的服事里面。当一个弟兄姐妹来到的我的面前，他非常的紧张，非常的没有安全感，好啊，非常对自己非常的没有自信。
So in my delivery and healing ministry, whenever I see somebody very, very lack of self-confidence and lack of faith,
所以啊，我就知道说这一个弟兄或者姐妹呢，他一定是成长的原生家庭是一个父母。给他非常不稳定的家庭吵架争吵好的这样的一个环境长大的孩子。
If somebody come to me with such insecurity, usually it's because of their family is the way they brought up is without security.
所以我们看到保罗跟巴拿巴当时他们同心合一在兴旺主工的时候，他们所带下来的事工是多么的有能力。
We can see the anointing is so wonderful when Paul and Barnabas are united.
可是呢，当他们分开以后，当然神还是用他们。但是我相信，如果他们继续同心合一的在一起的时候，那一个他们所 做的工远远会超过他们分开以后所带下来的影响。
Also, after they are separated, God still blessed them. But I believe if they can hold a unity at heart, God will bless them even more.
我有一次听到一个牧师，他讲了这样一个见证。他说呢，他的一个也是牧师的老朋友就告诉他说，哇，我真佩服你，你跟你同工会的主席可以同工了16年，真了不起。
And this is one of the testimony by a pastor. One time I heard that, this pastor friend is saying that, oh, I'm very admire you that you can work with your co-worker for 16 years and you guys are in such unity. I'm very admiring you.
那个是他的 chairman,of the board. 但是呢这个牧师呢他刚子一听的时候他觉得蛮有道理的哈。那可是他回家以后再仔细的思考呢他就觉得说哇我好佩服我那位同工会的主席 John。
Yep. This pastor at first he listened to it, he feels this is all right.
I'm the good guy.
Yeah, I'm the good guy. But when he went home and really think about it, it's not him that is doing all this. I think he's really praising the.
他就开始想说，哇，我那一位同工会主席这样，我真佩服他。为什么？因为他们两个人的个性完全不一样。好，这一个同工会的主席是一个非常非常细心的人，他做每一件事情，他非常的重视他的每一个。Detail, 每一个细节。
Yeah, the chairman of the board is a very detailed person. So this pastor is saying, these two persons are very, very different in character, but they can still hang on to each other.
但是这个主任牧师说，我呢，就是一个凡事都是大而化之的，什么事都是大概、也许、或许吧。
But the other person is more careless, not careless, more loose. Everything is just maybe, what, if,
Yeah, 就是他就是什么都无所谓好可是这个同工会主席是每一个细节都事先要就是说计划好了所以他一想想不是说像他的牧师的朋友告诉他我真佩服你而是他反而想替别人着想他想想说哇我真佩服我的同工会主席他能够这样的容忍这样的 tolerate 我跟他的这么大的不同的个性
Yeah, so when this pastor really think about it, it's really the other person that is hard to hang on with him because the other person is a detailed person and he is a very loose-going, easy-going person.
所以我们要知道弟兄姐妹如果我们常常的能够把自己的眼光角度标准是放在别人的角度来看事情的时候什么事情都可以谈都不需要吵架争论的
So brother and sister if we trying to learn how to see things to other people's point of view then we can avoid a lot more disagreement
所以在一个家庭里面也好在一个教会里面也好这一个关键是的两个人的关系的和谐跟和睦是非常重要的
So no matter it's in the church or at home this two person the relationship between them is very important
你看到一个家庭里面父母亲关系很好很相爱很和谐他带出来的家庭的气氛跟他所有生养的孩子子子孙孙都是对人生充满着 positive 乐观积极进取的思想
If the parents are very very loving to each other and peaceful to each other you can tell that the kids that they raise will also have a very positive attitude toward life
所以同样的在一个国家在一个社会里面那关键性的两个人他们的和谐他们的同心合一可以影响到整个城市整个社会整个国家
We go up to the high level about the entire country the people in charge of the country if they are united then they can bring prosperity to the country
我就看到加拿大的两位牧者赵仲全牧师 Gideon Chow 跟 David Damian、yeah. 还有戴冕恩牧师好我跟他们都很熟我看到他们在整个从温哥华开始他们因着两个人的同心合一领受了神的意象结果他们同心合一的到加拿大宣讲要为着二次世界大战没有接纳犹太人逃难到加拿大没有 接待他们，以至于整艘船又回到德国，就被希特勒大屠杀，整个都死掉了。那他们就开始在加拿大领受神这样的一个 message 信息以后，开始两个人同心合一的用了两年的时间，在整个加拿大的国家宣讲这个要在神面前为着没有对待犹太人而没有接待犹太人在二次世界战这件事，在神的眼光里面，神要审判加拿大，他们开始在传讲这样的信息。
Pastor Gillian's and also David Demons, these two famous, very famous pastors, they hold a message from, they receive a message from the Lord that because the, during the World War II, they did not receive,the Canadian did not receive the Israelites. Therefore, they were being persecuted by the German. Therefore, there will be like a judgment coming down to Canada. And they have been preaching this message for 2 years for revivals.
所以当他们这样子的宣讲了这个信息以后，在整个加拿大，好，他们就兴起了，各个城市兴起了很多很多的教会中的父老，好，他们还有牧者都听进了这样的信息，他们就全整个国家起来认罪悔改。后来神就透过许许多多的外国的先知再到加拿大去，所传讲都是神要祝福他们。所以从这两个人的同心合一领受神的意象跟信息，就带下整个国家的在神面前的完全不同的一个祝福。
Because these two pastors are very much in unity to preach the message of God. Therefore, they bring revival throughout Canada. And later on, there will be a lot more prophets and the men of God to go in there and to carry out the message, talking about how they should repent before the Lord.
所以我们就看到说，不管是在一个国家、一个社会、一个教会、一个城市、一个家庭里面，这关键性的两个人的彼此的接纳、彼此的合一，是会带下很大很大的影响在一个团体里面。
So we can see, no matter it's in the country or in the church or in the family, this important two-person, the relationship is very important.
所以我现在要跟各位来谈一谈是出状况的两个人。
So now we're going to talk about the problem that happens between the relationship.
我们看到在刚刚我们也看到《使徒行传》十五章那里提到保罗跟巴拿巴两个人因为马可对马可意见的不同而分开了。
Earlier we read about Paul and Barnabas. They are disagreeing about their decision on Mark.
我们中国人常常讲一句话说团结就是力量。
In Chinese, there's also a saying that united we have strength.
所以我们知道不管我们做什么事情，只要我们是同心合一的去做的时候，所带下来的能力是很强大的。
We know that no matter what we're trying to do, if we can be united, we will have a lot of power.
所以我们神也一再的告诉我们，你们只要有两个人在地上同心合一的祷告，我就必垂听，我就必成就。
That's what Jesus tells us, if we have two to three persons, we come in unity to pray, then God will answer our prayer.
所以我们非常重要的一点就是说，当这出我们的两个人的关系出问题了，我们不是彼此的论断、彼此的批评，最重要的，我们要赶快来到神的面前祷告，求神帮助我们，给我们有智慧来解决问题。
So whenever there's problem between the relationship of the two, the first thing we should do is not to argue, but to come before the Lord to ask God what should they do.
这是非常重要的。我同样的在听到一个牧师的故事，他讲到他跟他师母的关系。他说有一天呢，他跟他的师母两个人他们度假回来，那来从加拿大度假回来，来到了洛杉矶。那他们晚上睡觉之前呢，第三天他们要回到台湾去。
Okay, there are another testimony by a pastor. They both, pastor and his wife, they both came down from Canada to LA. And before they sleep, the next day they would have to go to Taiwan.
然后呢，牧师说，师母都已经把所有的行李都整理好了。突然间，他感觉到说，他要换一件睡衣，所以他就去把那个箱子打开，重新把师母整理好的东西，他又拿出一件一套睡衣来穿。就为了这么一个小事，师母整整的骂了他两个钟头。
Yeah. So this pastor needs a pajama to wear, but everything is being packed up by his wife into the luggage. So he digs through the luggage, and because he messed up the luggage, so his wife was giving him a tough time for 2 hours.
所以我们知道，很多时候因着我们两个人的个性很不一样，因为他说师母是一个非常 neat person， 非常 organized， 非常有组织性，所以他的每一个东西弄好了就不准别人去碰他。他是这样个性的一个人。
Because because his wife is a very meticulous person, so whenever she straightened up everything neat, she would not allow anyone to touch it.
而牧师他是一个很大而化之的人，什么事情都是无所谓，也许吧，可以啦，什么都可以，这样的一个个性。
But the husband is very loose and is not as neat as his wife.
所以呢，当师母一直在骂他的时候，如果牧师也跟他回嘴，两个人就对骂起来了。那牧师第二天还要去被邀请去讲道，结果他没有这样子落入仇敌的圈套。他说师母骂他躺在床上骂他的那两个钟头，他用了14种不同的方言祷告。
So, his wife was really like scolding him for like 2 hours on the bed, and because the pastor have to preach the next day during this conversation, and the horrible thing that happens is from the horrible arguments.The pastor has speak in 14 different kind of tongues to pray.
所以我们知道，当两个人的人际关系出现问题了，有状况了，最好最重要的一点就是你要有 right attitude， 要有对的一个心态来处理事情，这是非常关键的，非常重要的。
Whenever there are problem between the two person in their relationship, the first thing you have to do is you have to have the right attitude to deal with the problem.
所以我常常讲说，我们要透明。
A lot of time I talk about we have to be transparent.
我们中国人呢的文化，我常常讲，我们有太多的假谦卑的个性。
In Chinese, I think our culture taught us how to be very enclosed.
所以每一次呢，都是戴着面具 ，wear a mask。戴着面具来彼此对待，你问他说：“哎呀，对不起啊，这样子啊，可以吗？”哦，没关系，没关系，没有关系。哦，没有意见，没有意见，可以，可以，可以，没问题，没问题。中国人的文化都是这样讲。
The Chinese culture is very enclosed, so we don't show our feeling. We are taught like that. So when people comes in, is it okay? We always say okay, but actually inside us it may be different.
可能你的心里哇这样子。气他气的这样子，心里面在骂他，而嘴巴却说没关系，可以的，无所谓的，是不是
？Even though you're very upset, but on outwardly you will still show that it's okay.
就是因为我们这种假谦卑的文化呢，就给撒旦、给仇敌有太多的破口，在我们人际关系里面做分裂的工作。
And this kind of culture really leave a lot of opening for the Satans to attack us.
所以我常常跟弟兄姐妹讲，所以我们不管我们做什么事情，我们一定要透明，把心里的感受讲出来。当你这样一讲出来的时候，有两个好处：第一，你不给撒旦有破口来攻击，回去以后一个火箭射到你的心思念，自然你想他今天讲那句话是什么意思，哈，就让你在那里一直的在那里思考。
So I always tell my brother and sister, be honest and to speak the truth, because then we don't have to guess about how each other feel.
第二，当你透明的讲出你的感受的时候，你把你里面负面的情绪完全倒空了，你才能够成为一个Empty vessel, 空空的器皿，才能够再让圣灵的恩膏装进来，而不是里面充满的苦毒跟埋怨。
And when you pour out yourself and be honest, then you become an empty vessel, so the Holy Spirit can also fill you up.
所以这个是很重要。我希望今天听了这篇信息，我们弟兄姐妹从今天开始回去操练你的人际关系，就是人与人之间的相处，要用爱心说诚实话，要透明。
So it's very important. I hope that everybody will take this message to heart. Whenever you go home, you run into trouble between the relationship, you always will speak the truth in love and in gentleness.
Be transparency.
Yeah, that's, yeah, be transparent.
然后呢，我接下来要讲到的是分开的两个人的人际关系。
Now I want to talk about the relationship between the two persons that are separate.
当然分开是很不好的一件事。
Although separation is not a good thing.
但是有一种分开是好的，就是不正当的人际关系，那个分开是好的。
But there is one type of separation is proper because the relationship itself may not be proper.
好的关系分开了，我们都会受到伤害的。
If it's a good relationship that separate, we all will get hurt.
但是呢坏的不正当不对的人际关系呢分开是对彼此都有好处的。
But a separation of an improper, relationship is always good.
因为分开是为了停止在争吵。
Because a separation is to stop the disagreement.
就像亚伯拉罕跟罗德的分开。
It's like Abraham and Lot.
Lot.他们的分开就是一件好事。
The separation is a good thing.
所以很多时候有一些在 teenager 的年轻人跟他的母亲的关系非常的紧张，常常争吵。我有一次服侍到一个 case 就是这样。
Sometimes I run into case like, the daughter is having a great argument with the mothers.
那当他们这样子的，这是一个善。一个儿子呢，他跟母亲的关系紧张争吵，他觉得他母亲像个警察一样，天天盯着他。那我后来给他们的辅导就说，有没有办法在教会里面找一对很有爱心的、很成熟的夫妻，暂时把你儿子送去他家一个月或者几个礼拜。这一种的分开呢，是让彼此能够冷静下来，好好的思考他们的母子关系为什么会有这样子的一个紧张的情况？这种分开是好的。
And if the son and the mothers have such a really, really bad relationship and bad arguments, sometimes it's good if there are some people who have the love of God to take care of that kids or the son for a few weeks of time, so give them time to just cool down.
所以我们知道，像保罗跟巴拿巴的分开，到后来。末了的时候，保罗终于讲了一句话，说什么？他说：“马可是与我有益处的。”
So, even though Paul and Barnabas they separate, but at the very end, Paul did say one thing: Mark is good for me.
所以我相信，当他跟巴拿巴分开、分别去服侍神的那一段日子里面，因为分开了，会让你比较冷静的来看事情，来看马可。
So when Paul and Barnabas separate, in the beginning, it's probably a good thing because they will be more calmed down to think about the situation of Mark.
所以很多时候有一些夫妻争吵得很厉害，来问我，我们应不应该离婚。
So sometimes there are couples that have such a big argument and they come to ask me, should we divorce each other?
特别是如果那一个丈夫是有那个暴力的倾向的，我都会告诉妻子说，那我想你们暂时也许分居一段日子，好，我就会跟这个姐妹说，也许你看看有没有娘家可以回去，或亲戚朋友暂时分开一阵子，也让你这个有暴力的 physical abuse 的这样的丈夫冷静的去思考一下。
Yeah, especially when the action of the husband is violent, I will advise them to separate for a period of time.
有一种分开呢，它里面呢却是两个人里面都充满了怨恨、苦毒、怒气。这样的分开呢，真的是叫做要命的分开。
And there's another type of very devastating separation is when two persons are separated, but they hold a bitterness inside them.
所以呢，有时候我们都听过很多这样的故事，两个人的人际关系出问题，分开了，比如说夫妻的离婚也好，教会的分裂也好，那带下来一大堆负面的话语跟行为举动，那个真的是一个要命的分开。
So sometimes we see the separation of the church between the two church, and we also see the divorce of the marriage. But if afterward, if there's so many negative things that's been passing around and rumor and also gossiping, then you can tell this is the kind of separation that is a disastrous type.
所以我们要知道，很多时候我们要明白神在整本圣经的心意是什么，他是要两个人是怎么样和好的，是和睦的。所以他在罗马书四五章讲到，我们要彼此接纳，像基督接纳了我们一样。
So in book of Rome, chapter 15, Paul said, we have to accept each other as Christ have accepted us. Therefore, we can see throughout the Bible, it is the will of God.To be united, for us to be united.
所以，我记得我又听过一个牧师跟我讲过这样的一个故事。他说有一次呢，他到菲律宾去参加一个很重要的一个那个华福会。
There was also a pastor that told me one time he attended a Chinese gospel meeting in Philippines.
然后呢，大会帮他安排住在旅馆里面。他一看到名单呢，他整个人都快跳起来昏倒了。他说，因为他的 roommate， 他同房的那一位牧者呢，他跟他已经十几年都没有什么来往讲话了。
And he was really shocked when he saw the list how the people arranged the room together because his roommate is somebody that he hasn't been.Connected with for 15 years or something. Yeah, many,
他们因为事工的早期开始在校园事工里面，两个人非常同心的，年轻的时候非常同心的，就像保罗跟巴拿巴这样子的同心的兴旺主工。
Because his roommate is just like a person that in the old time they were very, when they are young they were very, very good friend and working together.
可是后来反而是毕业以后因着一同的牧会因着你态度想法不一样，两个人就争吵分开了。
But after they graduated and they have a different way of handling the church, so they separated.
然后他说晚上在睡觉的时候呢，当他看到睡在他旁边，当时他们两个人都已经变成五十几岁的人了。
So now they see each other in the same room being arranged.And they're both like 50 some years old, and they see each other.
他听到旁边的那一位他的牧师朋友在打呼，刚刚在打呼，然后神就问他，他说，比如说这个牧师叫酱好了哈，他说酱，你爱不爱这一位 Paul 你的朋友？圣灵就问他这一句话。
So for example, we call this pastor John, and at night.When he heard Paul, the person right next to him, snoring, and God is asking John, "Do you still love this brother?"
然后他就说，他就很敷衍马虎的就跟神说，爱啦，爱啦。
And of course, he said, "Yeah, I do love him."
然后圣灵就说，你真的爱他吗？像你年轻那个时候这样爱他吗？他又很马虎的跟神说，你知道我爱啦，爱啦，爱他啦。
And then the Holy Spirit said, "You really do love Paul, just like the old days when you two are young together." And he said, "Yeah. You know that I love him."
圣灵说 No, 我不认为你真的现在爱他像你年轻你们在大学时代同工校园团契同工那样的爱他。神跟他说我要你现在你就是要爱他像年轻你们一起同工那个时代我要你这样的去爱他。
The Lord say, I do not think so. I do not think you love him as much as the old days. So you should go there and try to love him like the old days.
所以呢圣灵就开始一幕一幕的他们年轻一起在校园大学时代传福音的那个情景一幕一幕的就演给他看结果这位John牧师就开始流泪一直流泪一直流泪然后马上下到床下跪在那里跟神认罪悔改说我在台上一直传讲要爱我自己却做不到我对我以前大学时代的好朋友我到现在还没有真正的从心灵里面来饶恕他原谅他去爱他
So the Spirit of God revealed a lot of good memories between this pastor and his old friends. And so he was so touched, he's weeping, and he kneeled down and prayed and repented before God. And he's saying that I speak a lot of love on the pulpit, but I couldn't even love my old friends.
所以神就再一次的问他，你想一想，你什么时候最爱 Paul 这个朋友？然后这位牧师呢，他就回答，想一想说，还是在大学时代同班的时候最爱他。圣灵就告诉他说，我要你现在爱他比在大学时代爱他更甚。
And the Lord asked Paul and saying that when is the time that you feel the closest to your friend? And he said that in school, when we're in school classmate, that's the time that we have the best relationship together. And the Holy Spirit tell him to love him more, even more than that time.
所以很多时候，当我们跟人的人际关系出现了问题以后，我们把那个 feeling buried down, 埋在底下，我们以为都没事情了。
So a lot of time we think time can heal, but we're just burying our feeling, we're just suppressing our feelings.
就像昨天晚上我为一位师母服侍，她说她三四岁的时候看到她的弟弟被爸爸的摩托车压倒了，所以她跟我说，梁牧师，我不知道为什么我常常会有一种害怕，她说也做过母腹中的伤害，可是还害怕。我说这一个惊恐惊吓服侍有没有做过？她说还没有。
So this also I have a young man come to me because he's also had this spirit of fear on him, because when he was young he saw his dad motorcycle was coming down upon his brother.
结果这位师母呢，我当我把他带回去到他三岁四岁发生这个意外事件 accident, 这个意外事件的当时，你知道当场有七八个人都看到都见证，他的哭声呢真的像三四岁小女孩，就是那种小女孩的声音，完全哭出来了。这个印证什么？我们很多我们以前所发生事情的一些负面的伤害的情绪不会没有的，只是压在我们的潜意识里面，我们自己不记得而已。可是那个因着那样的伤害，就会整个影响扭曲了我们的个性。
So even though right now this person is an elderly woman, but when I brought this lady back to the memories of the time that she was really hurt by the incident, she was crying like a three years old young girl.
所以呢，这位牧师，他当他在神面前痛哭流涕认罪悔改，也跟神承认说他要试着来爱睡在他旁边的这位牧师朋友的时候，他说从那一天开始以后，他的服侍的能力服侍的果效增加了许多倍。
There's also this, the pastor Paul that we mentioned earlier, when he started to love his old partner,just even more than before, then his ministry will rise up in even much more powerful, in a powerful way.
所以我们就知道说，我们要懂得怎么样堵住我们生命中的每一个破口，能够有给撒旦有合法地位 legal right 进来攻击我们的每一个破口，我们都要把它堵住。
So we have to know how to heal and take care the wound in our life so we will not allow the Satans to have the legal way to attack us.
换句话说，我们就要去努力的处理我们生命当中以前人际关系不和谐的事情，我们要去把它处理。
In other words, we should go and deal with all the relationship problem that you have with all the people that you have problem with.
所以我现在要再谈到的就是关键性的，在一个人际关系里面的关键性的两方。
So right now we're talking about the key two person.
所以我们要知道，所有的人际关系都主要的建立在我们跟神的关系上。
All the relationship that we have with men are built upon the relationship we have with God.
而我们跟神的关系的最主要的关键在于我们跟耶稣基督的关系。
And the relationship between us and God is Jesus Christ. The key person is Jesus Christ in between.
然后我们跟耶稣基督的关系呢，就是背上建立在我们跟圣灵的关系上。
And the relationship we have with Jesus Christ is based on the relationship we have with the Holy Spirit.
所以除了我们跟我们的父神跟我们的主耶稣跟我们的圣灵的关系以外呢，还有一个非常重要的一个关系，就是你自己跟自己的关系。
Between the relationship of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we also have one very important relationship is you and yourself.
因为很多时候一个受伤累累的弟兄姐妹，他们没有办法接纳自己。我今年五月在英国伦敦服事的时候，主日聚会完了，一个姐妹来请我为她祷告，然后圣灵就让我看见她没有办法原谅她自己，她没有办法接纳她自己。当我一告诉她的时候，这个姐妹就大哭，她说我没有办法原谅我自己，我伤害了太多人，她就是没有办法原谅自己。
And sometimes I come across people that needs healing to the relationship to themselves. They cannot forgive themselves and they cannot accept themselves.
因为一个人如果跟自己的关系没有办法和谐的话，他怎么有办法去跟别人建立关系呢？
Because if you have problem with the relationship to yourself, how can you build a relationship with others?
所以在家庭、在教会、在一个国家里面呢，我们都要非常的重视人与人之间的关系。
Therefore, no matter it's in the family, in church, or in the world, we are very, we should pay a lot of attention about the relationship with others.
就是保罗在罗马书十四章讲了，我们要跟人建立和睦，跟建立德行的事。
Just like Paul, Apostle Paul was speaking in Romans chapter 14, talking about we have to be peace with other men.
那我们要跟别人能够建立这样子的一个和睦和谐的关系呢，最重要一个因素在于我这个老我的己愿不愿意被破碎，非常的重要。
And the most important thing about building a relationship and having a peaceful relationship with others is do your old self wants willing to be broken by God.
就像加拉太书二章二十节讲的说，如今我与耶稣同钉十字架了。
It's just like Colossians chapter 20 is like now Paul said, now I am crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
Now is not I am living.
是耶稣基督在我里面活着。
But it is Christ living in me.
所以呢，我记得几年前我们在美国年轻人都很流行挂一个手镯，叫做 WWJD, What Would Jesus Do?
I know in a few years ago there will be a bracelet that young people like to wear is called What Will Jesus Do? WWJD. JD.
就是说耶稣会怎么做呢？如果我们每一个人每一个人际关系里面，我们想要说每一句话做每一件事，我们就想到今天如果耶稣在我的旁边，同样的这件事情发生，耶稣会怎么去做，耶稣会怎么去看，耶稣会怎么去想。
When we run into relationship problem with others, maybe the first thing we should think of is if Jesus is here or if Jesus is doing, what will he do and what will he say?
我再用一个故事来谈一谈，也是我听到周牧师他在跟我们分享的一件事，就台北灵粮堂的周神柱牧师哈，他讲到呢，有一次他跟他的神学院的院长，好像是谢牧师的样子哈，他们两个人的冲突关系。
There was a famous pastor called Pastor Chow, 周神座 He's one time he's mentioning about the relationship between his similar principal.
他说呢，因为他们两个人的个性都非常的不一样。
And he said he has a very, very different character with the principal.
他们两个有一次为了对于神学院的使用空间跟教会使用空间的这样子的，就是教会 office 的那个 space 的那个意见不同而起了冲突。
And sometimes they have a big argument just because of the uses of the office space in the school.
因为周牧师说他是一个非常大画质的人，他的 office 每一个人都可以进来用，他甚至恨不得把他的 office 就放在大马路上，任何人随时都可以进进出出，他是这样的一个人。
Because Pastor Paul is, Pastor Chow is a very open person. He like to have, he like
every, he's a people person.
Yeah, he is a very social person. He invite I mean, he's willing to have everybody to come into his office. He doesn't mind that his office is open to everybody.
Or even put him on the street.
Even though, yeah.
然后呢，他说，而他的神学院院长呢，他还没有成为，还没有奉献出来之前，他是一个病理科的医生。我们都知道 ，pathologist 的病理科医生是专门在看这个病的细菌，都要用显微镜，很仔细的看很多很多的小。小 detail 这样的小细节的人。
But the principal of that school is also like a medical, is also involved in medical, medical.
He's a pathologist.
Yeah, a pathologist. So he is very, very detailed in reading and
所以有一次他们两个人就为了使用 office 的空间起了冲突。那周牧师呢，他的个性呢就变成什么？他说他就否认冲突。Deny.
Okay. So, Pastor, one time when they have this argument about the office space, Pastor Chow will use the tactics say, I will deny the argument.
所以他就是我们中国的文化，事情发生不去处理，就说啊，我们两个关系没事没事，没有问题的，没有问题的。这个叫做否认冲突。
This is the culture of the Chinese. Even though there are problem, we will always say there is no problem. So we deny the.
然后他就再进入第二个层面，逃避冲突。
And then they were went in a deeper situation, a deeper level is calling, flee from, yeah, escape from the argument.
然后呢，最后呢，他进入更深的 deny, 那个 denial, 好，否定，他就埋藏冲突。然后人家问他，他都说我们两个很好，我们没事，就是把整个的问题全部埋在地底下了。
And later on, he went into deeper denial. It's called a burial stage. So you just completely burial the problem and bury all the disagreement.
所以这件事情一直的持续了好几个月，所以整个教会跟神学院就因为他们这两个 key person 主要的人，哈，关键性这两个人的人际关系出了问题，整个教会整个神学院都整个气氛都改变了，都完全不一样了。
And because these two key person in the seminary school have this relationship problem, after a few months, a lot of things change and it's not going well.
所以后来有一天圣灵就让他看到了问题的所在。
So, one time, this person see the problem.
Pastor Xu,、Pastor Xu, 那个 Holy Spirit 就 reveal to him. 然后他看到的是什么？就是说这一位那个神学院长他是一个病理科的医生的他的背景。所以呢他现在在神学院里面，他要的是一个给每一位老师都一个安静的 office， 让每一个老师坐在办公室里面，能够安安静静的去预备教材，去跟神同在。好，那神就让他看到说，他跟你不一样，而他这个周神柱牧师，他是一位 pastor， 他是牧养的。所以他的心态是教会来来往往都没有关系，他就是这跟弟兄姐妹辅导谈话，不需要一定很安静，神就让他看到关键的不一样，观念出发点角度的不同。
So one day the Holy Spirit revealed the truth to Pastor Chow. He understand that because the other partner is a pathologist, so he wants everybody to have a quiet place and a private place to study, to wait upon the Lord. But he's a pastor, so that's therefore he's very open to people to come to him.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，我们很多时候，当我们的人际关系出问题了，我们往往指头都会怎么样？指向别人。每一次夫妻有问题了，或者同工出问题了，他们来到我的面前要找我辅导的时候，特别是夫妻的出问题，一来到两个人一坐下，太太就说，如果我丈夫改变，我们就没有问题了。丈夫就说，如果我的妻子改变，我们两个都没有问题了。他如果不要那么啰嗦，我会尽早回家的。就是因为他唠唠叨叨啰嗦，所以我都躲在办公室不回家。
Therefore, every time usually when people have problem, they will always point the finger to the other party. And just like I run across a lot of, husband and wife situation, and they will all, first thing they will talk about how bad the other partner is.
所以呢，我们知道，在 那个以赛亚书五十七章那里也讲到，我们的禁食如果是用拳头去打人的话，这个禁食是不被神听见的，不被神垂听的。
So in the book of Isaiah, it mentioned about if we fast, but our fist is to punch others, is pointing toward others, then our fast is useless.
所以我们想想，我们的通常我们就我们的拳头一伸开来，四个指头是指向自己，只有一个指头指向外面的，是不是？
Therefore, you can see if you hold your fist, four fingers is pointing toward you, but one finger is pointing to the outside.
所以很多时候我们在人际关系里面，我们要跟人沟通的时候呢，我们一定要有一个态度，是要不是用指责的，而是用我感觉怎么样。
Therefore, when we deal with relationship problems, I think the first thing we have to do is not to point at others, but try to evaluate your own self.
就是说你要讲话的时候 if you're going to communicate with others, the only way, the best way is you just tell them, I feel, instead of you, accusation, so, restore your accusation fingers. 非常重要。
We have to weigh our words and saying, you know, move our words, jiggle our words around to, instead of saying that you this, and we're going to say, I feel this.
我就举一个例，有一次呢，我对我的小女儿Nadine，我说，你为什么每一次对妈妈讲话都是那样的不客气，你怎么不像姐姐那样子，姐姐都不会。我记得有一次她初中的时候，我跟她讲了这样一句话。
I remember one time I was giving a tough time to my young girl Nadine, and I was saying, why every time when you speak to me with
so mean, 我就跟她说 why are you so mean to me,
just unlike your sister is so nice speaking to me.
结果你们听到我这一个 statement, 这一个是带着什么，带着指责的，是不是指头指向她。结果你知道我的女儿反应回来的关系他怎么讲，他说对嘛，我本来就是一个坏女儿嘛，我没有像姐姐那么孝顺你好不好，带着怎么样，不但带着攻击，为自己防卫攻击那样的心态。
Because the statement I made is like pointing a finger at her saying you are mean to me, therefore she said yes I am mean unlike my sister, I'm a mean girl.
所以呢他当他这样子带着气，所以他讲的那一句话也带着咒诅自己 ，right？ 他讲到 "I'm not a good daughter like Jennifer"， 是不是？所以我们常常用 accusation 的口气出去的时候，对方他不会接受你的话，他反而讲出来的是一个气的话语，而且带着有时候还带着咒诅自己的话出来。
And because my daughter have make that statement in anger, she basically is cursing her own self. Therefore, when we make accusation to others, it's very hard to receive, for people to receive.
And correction, 不会的哈。那后来我就学会了，我做了内在医治以后，我就开始学会了用 I feel 这样的一个我感觉这样的一个讲话来对我的孩子们讲话，或对很多人讲话。
So later on, after I studied more in delivering healings, I began to speak more like I in a way that I say I feel instead of making an accusation.Accusing statement.
所以下一次我的小女儿在跟我讲话不客气的时候，我就记得有一次我就跟她说 Nadine, I feel hurt. 我感觉受伤难过了。
So the next time when my same daughter come to me and speak unpolitely, I told her instead of saying you, I said, I feel hurt.
结果她马上就 quiet 这样静止了好几秒钟都不讲话，然后呢她就说Mommy, I'm sorry.
So she quieted for a few seconds, and then she said, Mommy, I'm sorry.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，我们要学会怎么跟人家沟通的技巧，不要用 point finger 指责，而是要用我的感觉受伤了。好。
So, even when we speak, speak in honesty with others, we have to learn how not to speak against each other, but instead of just telling them how you feel.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在两个人的人际关系里面，没有不能解决的，在主里面。
So in the relationship between the two persons, there's nothing that cannot be resolved in Christ.
所以我们只要在主里面彼此的相爱，彼此的包容。
We should always love each other and cover each other in Christ.
And tolerate each other too. 好，那这样子的时候呢，我们一定会靠主能够处理两个人的问题，而且我们可以成为每一个团体里面的关键性的两个人，如果我们都充满着神的爱跟怜悯的话。
And in Christ, we can always work out the problem between the two persons, and we can also become the key two person in any kind of situation.
而且我们在主里面，我们就可以因着彼此的爱里的包容跟忍耐，我们就可以同心合一的同工。
So in Christ, when we because we love each other, then we can work together in the ministry.
所以我们不同的个性、不同的背景、不同的文化的弟兄姐妹，都可以因着愿意放下自己的这一个老我的己，而在耶稣基督的爱里面彼此的合一同工。
So even though we have a different culture and we may have a different background, but we can all deny ourselves and unite each other in Christ.
所以耶稣讲到说，我们要背起十字架来跟随他，就是这样要走成圣的道路。
Therefore, Jesus Christ said, "Pick up your cross and follow me," and that is the way of sanctification.
十字架的道理是什么？一个是爱，一个是舍己。
And the way of the cross is love and also deny yourself.
所以弟兄姐妹，为什么在教会里面那么多的人际关系出问题，在家庭里面那么多的人际关系出问题？最主要的就是我们老我的这个己太大了。每一个人都用自己的角度看事情，每一个人都觉得说都要照我的意思去做。
Every time when we have problem in the church or at home, it's basically because we are very selfish. We cannot come to the stage of selflessness.
就是因为你这个老我的己不肯被钉在十字架上。
Because we do not want to deny ourselves.
老是觉得我有这样的权利，我应该可以这样子。
So we feel like we have the right to express ourselves.
所以我希望弟兄姐妹从今天开始，我们要在家庭里面，我们要在社会上，在工作场所，在教会里面，我们都能够成为一个真正的和平的使者，成为一个爱的使者。
So brothers and sisters, I pray that no matter where we at, we can always be like a messenger of peace.
我们常常的多替别人着想。
We always think about others more.
我们中国有一句话说什么？退一步，海阔天空。
In Chinese, there's a saying that if you can step back, just one take one step back, and you will have a lot more freedom.
所以我们希望我们真正的能够活出是一个耶稣的爱的使者那样的样式来。
Therefore, we really want to be a messengers of love to live out the image of Christ.
我们常常祷告求神帮助我们，让我们的眼光是看到别人的需要，而不是先看到自己的需要。
And we pray that God will open up our eyes so we see the needs of others more than our own.
我们不要因着在教会里面看到都是用自己眼光来看事情。我最近听到一个师母跟我说，她在她的教会处理光光处理三个老姐妹为的月饼的事件吵架了一个礼拜。
Yeah, because there was some people they were just 月饼是什么？
Mooncake.
Some people they were just arguing about the mooncake that they have. So for 3 weeks, so we should always.
所以我听了整个故事我实在没有 pay attention 去听他的细节，但是我就跟这位师母讲说，最重要的是这三个姐妹呢都是用自己的角度自己的立场在看事情，才会为了一个月饼吵了一个礼拜。
And I didn't even want to listen to the details of it, but I just told the sister that this three sister really should not look at themselves so focus on themselves so much, otherwise they will not argue for one whole week for about mooncake.
Just they shouldn't look at things from their angles. Yeah. Okay. 所以我就是最后要跟弟兄姐妹讲一句语重心长的话，就是弟兄姐妹，有一天我们站在主耶稣的面前，有一天我们都会面对的神的审判，我们都要站在审判台前。
And in closing, I want to remind brother and sister, one day we will all stand in front of the judgment of God.
神会问你，你在地上的时候，我有一群的人 是要你去帮助他们的，是你要去建造他们的，你做了多少。
And God will ask you one question saying that I have given you a bunch of people around you when you're on earth and you're supposed to help them and when they have needs. Have you done your job, your duty?
你是带给他们爱，你是带给他们鼓励，还是你常常带给他们的是伤害？
Do you bring them love and encouragement or do you bring them hurt?
弟兄姐妹，让我们同心合一的来真正的成为一个和平的使者，成为一个爱流通的管道。
So brother and sister, we really should come together and become a messenger of peace and also a channels of love.
我们一起来学习很多事情，先看别人的需要，不要看自己的需要。
Let us all learn together first to look at things in other people's points of view instead of our own.
And other people's need.所以呢、哦、这样子的时候，我相信我们的教会因着我们所行出来的这样的一个爱，我们会吸引很多很多的、哦、外邦的人来到我们的教会，因为他在我们的身上，在我们的教会看到爱，看到耶稣的爱，看到舍己的爱，看到祝福别人的爱。
I firmly believe when this church start walking in true unity, we can draw many others to this place because they see in us they find peace and they find love.
我们一起低头来祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的阿爸父神，亲爱的耶稣和亲爱的圣灵，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, our loving Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ, we praise your name.
因为是你拣选了我们成为你的孩子。
Because you have chosen us to be your children.
你也分派我们要出去结果子。
And you have sent us out to preach and to bear fruits.
亲爱的耶稣，我们知道我们每一个人的爱都是有限的。
Dear Lord, we know that our love is so limited.
我们在生命的起点，我们都已经是罪人了。
Because from the beginning, we are a sinner.
主啊，我们求你每一天用你那无条件的爱来充满我们。
May you fill us with your unconditional love.
当我们有你的爱的时候，我们看每一件事情都会不同的。
When we have your love, we will see everything differently.
帮助我们。
Help us.
成为一个桥梁。
Becomes a channel.
而这一个桥梁呢，是能够带给人和平喜乐。
And a bridge that will bring peace and joy to others.
而且带给人的是一个鼓励、建造、安慰的。
We will bring comfort and encouragement to others.
主啊，我们当中，如果我们有需要你爱的，我们心中有很多伤的，亲爱的圣灵，你都知道他们的需要。求你现在，你就用耶稣的爱，爱的膏油去触摸他们心灵深处的伤。
Among us, if there are so many of us that's emotionally scarred and hurt, Lord, we pray that the Holy Spirit right now fill their heart and to heal their wound.
也求你出人意外的平安充满他们。
And fill them up with your peace.
让我的弟兄姐妹从今天开始，他们定义选择。
From today on, let our brother and sister to choose a different way.
就是天天的要背起十字架来跟随耶稣。
A way that we will pick up our cross every day to follow Christ.
我们愿意来将自己老我的这一个己的坏习惯、旧习性都天天的跟耶稣钉死在十字架上。
We want to nail everything that belongs to us that is not good, that is not of God on the cross.
让我们真正的配称得是你的门徒。
So we can be really called your disciple.
因为你说，如果我们彼此相爱，众人就看出我们是你的门徒了。
Because you said, if we can love one another, then people will know that we are your disciple.
因为我们被你建造、塑造在这个世界上，就是为了使你的名得着荣耀、得着高举。
Because we are set upon this world is to glorify your name.
因为我们活着的目的不是为了现今的世界。
Because our goal of living is not for this world.
我们活着的目的是为着那永恒的生命。
Our hope and goal is for the eternals.
你在地上让我们学习彼此相爱。
So let us learn in this world as we walk by.
因为有一天我们在天上，我们的奖赏是大的。
And one day we'll be rewarded in heaven.
耶稣，求你现在你就用爱的膏油倾倒下来，触摸我们当中每一位弟兄姐妹。
Dear Jesus, I ask you right now to pull down the anointing of love from above and to fill us.
因为唯有爱跟合一是击打撒旦最好的武器。
Because if we have love and unity, then the set devil cannot overcome us.
耶稣，求你塑造我们的教会，成为一个充满着你爱跟合一见证大有能力的教会。
Lord, I pray that you mold this church.Let this church become a church that holds the oneness and unity in you.
让有一天许许多多的外邦人，他见到我们的好行为，他们都要来到这个教会。
May this church will draw a lot of unbelievers unto you.
让人看到这个教会才是真正的耶稣基督的爱发扬光大的教会。
And when they come into this place, they will find love and they will know that it's a true church of God.
谢谢你耶稣。
Thank you, Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我现在灵里有一个感动，我们当中，如果今天你听了这篇信息以后，你觉得你自己的爱不够，你还需要有更深的从神来的爱的触摸来帮助你，使你可以成为别人的祝福的，你愿意来到前面，跪在面前，你自己来跟神讲，来跟神求。我看到神现在爱的膏抹很强的浇灌下来了。
I have the move in the spirit that the anointings of love is really strong here. And for those of you in our midst that have hurt, or maybe you feel like you do not have enough love to share with others, you can come forward. We'll pray for you.
因为神今天要医治我们当中的人际关系。如果我们当中有人，你在你的生命当中还有一些不和谐的人际关系，你还没有完全在心里面真正的原谅他，这些都会给撒旦留破口，以至于你在服事上，在事业上，在家庭里面会有一些的拦阻。
If there's anyone that who cannot forgive others and there's holding some grudges with some people,This will hinder you in a lot of things, in many different areas, so you can come forward. We'll pray for you to heal this wound.
我们也可以到前面来，在神的面前立志，从今天开始，你要做一位爱的使者，成为祝福别人的人。
And when we receive the healings from the Lord, we can walk out as the messengers of peace and love.